Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt des Yevames. Perik Yod Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Hagiyoiris in his gairu banea ima. We have a Giyoiris. It's a woman, Ger. She was Megaya herself, and her sons were also Megaya themselves together with her. And one of those sons got married and passed away without children. Zok the Mishnah, loy choylsin v'loy miyavmin. The other sons will not do chalitza and not do yivum. And the wife of the son that passed away can marry anyone else. Why? But they were brothers, and their brother died without children. The answer is explained about Tanura. Yivum is based on having two brothers from the same father. In the case of Gerim, explains about Tanura, they are not considered brothers from the same father. There is a rule that Gershin is Gayer Kikotin Shenoiladami. He's like a newborn child. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Afilo Hirosi shall reshine Shaloi Bekedusha. The mother became Yuberis with the first son before she was a Giyaris. Vileidosei Bekedusha. But when he was born, the mother was a Giyaris already. Vasheni and the second son, Hirosei Vileidosei Bekedusha. She became Yuberis, and the child was born, obviously, after she was already a Giyaris. So Lamaisa, both sons were born after the mother was a Giyaris. But the first son goes back before, because she became Yuberes before she was a Giyaris. I still say that there's no Yivum. Vayter zok the Mishnah, the Mishnah concludes, V'chein Shivcha shenishtachra b'nei ima. Let's say you have a Shivcha Kenaz, whose sons were freed with her, and one of the sons married and passed away without children. Here too, no Yivum or Chalitza is necessary. The Almana can just get married. A Shivcha Kananis, or for that matter, an Eved Kanani, when they are free, they have a din of a ger. So whatever halachis would apply to a ger would apply over here as well. So, quickly chazing over, we learned in our Mishnah, a Giyoiris, Shenes Gairu B'nei Ima, but they were both born beforehand. They got married, one of them died without children, Loi Chelsim V'Lei Miyavmin. The Almana is Mutter to marry outside of the brothers. They have no din of Achim Min Ha'av. The Mishnah told us a Chiddush that even if they were both born afterwards, but the first one, over here, she became Mi'uberes before she was Megai herself, we still say that there's no Yivim or Chalitza. And then the Mishnah told us the same is true for a Shivcha, Kananis, that was freed and her children were freed with her. That if one of them got married and died without children, the Almana can get married to anyone else and she does not require Chalitza or Yivam. Now let me ask you, what if one of the brothers says, okay, not Yivam, stam, I want to marry my brother's wife, in this case of Gerim. Memanashach, if we're considered not brothers, why can't I marry her? So that's a machloikis in the Gemara, if he can, if he wants to. Some say there's a gzeira that he shouldn't. So when the Mishnah says there's no Yivam, according to some it means you don't have to be Miyavim. According to some it means no. It means midrabanan, you can't, even if you want to.